A federal corruption case announced Tuesday involves seven major college basketball programs. A number of coaches, advisors, apparel company representatives are facing charges. U.S. Attorney's Office for Southern New York says it uncovered a pair of schemes to pay off college basketball recruits for signing with certain universities, among them the University of Louisville. According to the criminal complaint, Louisville, which is referred to anonymously as University 6, got involved while recruiting a prospect in May of this year. U of L issued a statement saying it's committed to ethical behavior and adherence to NCAA rules. Head coach Rick Pitino also issued a statement saying, in part, these allegations come as a complete shock to me. The FBI says its investigation continues. Roy Moore wins the Republican Senate primary in Alabama. President Trump backed the other guy, and some of those tweets supporting him disappeared last night as the election results came in. And in Saudi Arabia, women will be allowed to drive for the first time ever. The government has until June of next year to implement the royal decree. I'm Scott Johnson. Those are some of the stories you'll be talking about today on News Talk 590 WVLK AM and 97.3 FM, where Lexington comes to talk.